I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, we're going to talk to record producer and engineer Ken Scott about his work recording with groups including Pink Floyd and the Beatles. A new exhibition at the St. Louis Art Museum explores 19th century France, Impressionist France, Visions of Nation from Legray to Monet. Simon Kelly is the museum's curator of modern and contemporary art, and he co-curated Impressionist France along with April Watson of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City. Simon Kelly, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be here.
Good to see you again. This exhibition has been billed as groundbreaking. Can you explain why that is the case?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first exhibition to really focus on the idea of nation, particularly on nation in France. So we look at France in the period from 1850 until 1880. That is a time when, you know, in the 19th century in general, nations are developing. This is an age of nation. Germany is coming together. Italy is coming together. America is coming together, actually. And we argue that the same happens in France. And we look at the ways in which landscape imagery, in particular, helps to construct a new idea of nationhood. We look at the ways in which landscape painters and photographers traveled around France and discovered and explored the range of history and geography in their nation and really developed new visions of what the nation meant. And this is a fascinating moment for France. It's a moment when the nation is being transformed. It's a moment when the history of the nation is being discovered, but the nation also looks forward to the future with the rise of industry and technology and the railroad.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a time when the urban areas were growing as well.
Right. Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, the theme of the rise of the city is a big theme in the exhibition. The opening section actually looks at Paris and the modern cityscape.
Well, the exhibition is not only contains paintings, but also photographs and ephemera of different kinds. Can you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah. I mean, we have about 125 objects in the show, pretty much equal numbers of paintings and photographs, about 55 to 60 paintings, 55 to 60 photographs. We also have a range of ephemera. So just in St. Louis, we have a range of tourist guides, various tourist books, maps, actually a really nice little detail, a fan. We have a tourist fan, which was purchased in Paris and brought back to America. So really the intention of the show is to think about the sort of broader visual culture and how these elements, paintings, photographs, prints, guides, all came together to develop this idea of nation.
Well, the exhibition includes loan pieces, something like 36 institutions from both this country and Europe. And you and April Watson traveled far and wide, as I understand.
We did, yeah. You know, we traveled a lot in terms of finding loans. You know, so for example, I traveled a lot around French regional museums to find works, which often were not on view. Sometimes they were in storage and I had to seek them out. So we have a number of works from French regional museums which are in the exhibition and which I think would be great surprises to people. We also travel a lot around America. You know, we have a lot of loans in the show from the major institutions, the Getty, the Metropolitan, the Philadelphia Museum, the National Gallery of Art, and also some lesser-known institutions. But there was a lot of travel to find the pieces, but also a lot of travel to actually go to the sites that are represented in the exhibition. So both April and I, you know, traveled around France and actually went to several of the locations that you will see in the exhibition.
Rough work.
Well, yeah, it was fun. I will say that. Yeah, it was a lot of work though. But you know, France is a beautiful country, so you know, it's certainly great to explore France. Yeah,
we're talking with Simon Kelly of the St. Louis Art Museum. Impressionist France. The exhibition is divided into seven sections. Are they actually seven rooms?
They are. Yeah, I mean, this is actually the exhibition. It's been a pleasure to install. It's been interesting to install because it's the first loan exhibition in the special exhibition space of our new building.
The East Building.
The East Building at the St. Louis Art Museum. And it's the first time that we've painted the walls. And we've also built some walls too. But I think we've managed to create a really sort of good flow through the space. And also the space is very conducive to sight lines, so we managed to, you know, create some great vistas, I think, with paintings at the end of those vistas.
Last time I saw you was, in fact, right when the East Building opened, and we went over and Cityscape took a little virtual tour of the East Building. It's quite a space. It's a beautiful space.
Yeah, no, it is beautiful, and it's also it's a very good space for installing and hanging art. It's very sensitive to the art.
All right, these seven sections are modern cityscape, monuments, rivers and forests, rural and agricultural life, mountains, and railroads and factories. Could we examine each category?
Yeah, we can. I mean, and that's, and you know, just that listing is good because it gives you an idea of the sort of range of subject matter that you'll see in the exhibition.
So modern cityscape, what are we talking about, Paris?
We're talking about Paris principally. You know, Paris at that time was the largest city on mainland Europe. Only London was larger across the channel. Paris expanded greatly between 1850 and 1870 in particular, from about a city of 1 million to around 2 million. And we explore that in the exhibition. We look at the ways in which the old Paris was represented, but also the new Paris of expansive boulevard, the Paris that we know today. That was really created by Napoleon III and somebody called Baron Haussmann in the 1850s and 1860s. And the Impressionist painters were the first painters to really document the new city.
And that was the time when they like tore a lot of things down and made the boulevards wider.
Exactly, yeah. So you see a photographer, Charles Marville, who's actually representing the old city, which is on the verge of being demolished, the old streets. And then alongside that you have Monet, for example, representing one of the new boulevards, the Boulevard des Capucines. So you have that contrast. Renoir, too, we have a beautiful Renoir painting of the new boulevard, a great Manet, which is a loan from the Getty. So this room has a range of great Impressionist paintings as well as some really stunning photographs. Technology is an important theme, so you'll also see stereoscopic viewers here, so you can stand up on a little stool and look at the stereoscopic photographs through the viewer, which is fun. And the exhibition should be fun. That's important. So, yeah, this is the opening space. We also have a beautiful Cézanne painting, a darker painting, which may surprise some people, but an important early Cézanne.
So from there, we move into the Room of Monuments.
Yeah. Now, this is a central section in the show. In terms of defining France's identity, its history is so crucial to the nation. And I think of this as a kind of palimpsest, as the layers of history built up over time within the nation, whether they be the Roman monuments. And, of course, France has a great Roman history, the medieval monuments, the great cathedrals, churches, and also the great Renaissance chateau. So all those levels of history are explored in this section. And the 19th century is a time which is a fascinating moment when a lot of these monuments are really being appreciated for the first time. And there's a lot of renovation and restoration which goes on. We have a great pairing in this section of two paintings by Paul Huet, which show the Chateau of Pierrefonds, which is a large castle just outside of Paris, which show that castle both in ruins, but also restored into this kind of shimmering vision of a castle bathed in light and almost like a sort of Disney castle. But it's a beautiful vision of a medieval castle.
And from there, is it rivers and forests?
From there, we move into a group of paintings and photographs which explore France's more kind of pastoral aspect. So yes, we have a range of forest views, particularly the forest of Fontainebleau, a forest just outside of Paris, which was a real center for landscape painting and photography. And we also have an impressive painting by Gustave Doré, which is a view of the Vosges region. And that's interesting because that was a contested region between France and Prussia, which will become France and Germany. So the whole issue of changing boundaries at this time is important. And that painting by Doré shows a forest which at the time he painted it belonged to France, but within a few years would transfer to Germany.
And then we look at France at the agricultural region.
Yeah, well, you know, France is and still is, its whole kind of production is very much associated with agriculture, and there are various elements associated with that, one of which is wine, of course. And so we have paintings in this section which speak to the importance of vineyards and wine in France, a beautiful painting by Jules Breton, also by Monet, of vineyards. And then we have paintings in this section which explore the various regional customs of France. So we have views of Brittany, for example. Brittany is a region of France which has a very strong sense of regional identity. And that's a broader narrative that's explored in this exhibition, the ways in which the regions of France, each of which have their own strong identity, are are assimilated into the broader idea of France as a whole. And of course, at this time, this is, you know, these regions all have their own languages, whether Breton in the west or Occitan in the south. And you see with the rise of education that that French as a language starts to become more and more prevalent throughout the country. It was interesting, at the beginning of the 19th century, only about half of the French population actually spoke French. You know, a large part of the population spoke regional dialects.
Then the next room on our list as we continue this journey is to the mountains, the Alps. And
yeah,
so forth.
Well, the mountains is, again, that's a central section, and it links in more broadly to the idea of nation, because in 1860, France annexes a large part of the Alps, including Mont Blanc, from the Kingdom of Sardinia. And that's, you know, that's an important moment in France's history to acquire that mountain range, which was the highest in Europe. And as a way of celebrating that, the emperor and empress actually went to the Alps and sponsored an album of photographs which represent the Alps. And you'll see that album in the exhibition. It's a beautiful suite of photographs. One of the most interesting is a view of mountain climbers who are actually carrying their photographic equipment, which was incredibly heavy, actually up to the top of the mountain.
And Impressionist France wraps up with a look at railroads and factories.
Well, before we wrap up, we do have a section on marines. So we have a section on views of the sea. And that's important because, you know, France's coastline is so important to its identity. We have views of the Mediterranean, also views of the Normandy coast, and then a really beautiful view of the Brittany coast by Beata Morisot.
And then the factories and railroads.
And there's the factories and railroads, and that's, you know, this is looking forward to the future, France's vision as a kind of industrial modern nation. So here we have a range of images of factories, including a beautiful Duga, which is just on view in St. Louis, and then a very impressive wall of three Monet paintings, which show a recently constructed railroad bridge with trains crossing the bridge.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents Impressionist France, Visions of Nation from Le Gray to Monet. It's open now, running through July the 6th. And again, that's in the new East Building at the St. Louis Art Museum. And there are some interactive elements people, I think, would be interested.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, for example, we have a range of touch screens. We have these photographic albums, but on these touch screens, you can actually flip through the albums. They're digital albums, so you can actually flip through the albums. We also have a timeline in what we call a breakout space. And probably the most fun element is that you can sort of continue in the theme of travel and journey, that you can actually write a postcard. So we have some postcards which show images in the exhibition. And if you write the postcard, we will mail it for you. So we'll put a stamp on it, and you can post it actually in an authentic French mailbox, which we have in the exhibition.
You use the word journey, and it really seems like it is a journey when you go from room to room before you're done.
It is. I mean, that's a conceit that, you know, you don't actually have to travel to France. You can experience a journey through France actually in the midst of St. Louis.
And there's a three-day symposium at the end of April.
There is, yeah. I mean, this is a show which, you know, April, my co-curator and I have been working on for several years. So we really wanted to have a broader resonance. It deserves to have a broader resonance nationally and internationally. So it's great that we're able to put together a three-day symposium at the end of April, where we have a range of scholars from around America and around Europe. We have scholars from Britain, a curator from the Musée d'Orsay, all coming to St. Louis to discuss the exhibition.
And quite a catalog.
The catalog is, yeah, I mean, you know, that's been a sort of labor of love in a way. I mean, it's been a long time coming. It's a 312-page catalog, which provides, you know, much more detail than, you know, we provide in the labels in the exhibition, but really provides a whole number of layers of more information around the objects in the exhibition, yeah. And also a range of essays which complement the works.
And I'm not sure you mentioned it's like over 300 pages. I mean, it's a book.
It's substantial. Yeah, it's 312 pages. Yeah.
The exhibition is Impressionist France, Visions of Nation from Le Gray to Monet at the St. Louis Art Museum. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the museum's website. You can find out more that way. We're talking with Simon Kelly, who's a co-curator of this exhibit, and he's the museum's curator of modern and contemporary art. And one final question, Simon. You know, I guess it's not by accident. St. Louis is celebrating its 250th anniversary this year. And who hasn't imagined, right, those French settlers first setting foot on our riverfront? So I know this exhibition's been open less than a week, but what seems to be the takeaway for those people that have seen it so far?
I think, you know, people in general are fascinated by France. I mean, they love the kind of richness of history and geography that, you know, that nation has. So I think people are sometimes surprised. I mean, I've spoken to a number of people who are surprised at the mountains which are in France, you know. So often people are surprised at the kind of diversity of landscape that they're finding in France. But in general, the response so far has been overwhelmingly positive. We have an audio tour also, which has been successful. We will have an app as well, which we're in the process of putting up, and that's an important element of the show too. So, but no, great enthusiasm so far, so it's exciting.
Impressionist France, now at the St. Louis Art Museum. Thank you, Simon Kelly, for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, recording engineer and producer Ken Scott. This is St. Louis Public Radio.